The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوهُ بِلِيهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you're listening to. Today, we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
My condolences to the brothers and sisters, the Imam of our time, on the wafat, the passing, the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And of course, tonight, inshallah, I want to speak a little bit about the Holy Prophet. If the Quran speaks about him in the way that it does, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Surah Ahzab, verse 21, that verily in the Holy Prophet, you will find a good example. أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And we'll talk about this later, inshallah. For who? For the ones who are looking forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking forward to the Day of Judgment. And remember Allah, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, these types of people. Not for those who are chasing after the dunya. Yes, we have to make a halal living. Yes, we have to serve ourselves, serve our family, serve our community, serve our center, everything. That's not called chasing dunya. When I say chasing dunya, it's what we see outside everywhere today. All you need to have is a little social media account. You can see everyone's chasing dunya. For them, this verse won't apply. It says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For who? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. So looking forward to meeting Allah, has hope in seeing Allah. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Not running away from الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Yes. Just recently, Ayatollah Hassan Zada Amuli passed away, rahmatullah alayh. You watch his clips. One of his clips is really moving. As a matter of fact, it's subtitled in English, where he's talking about, if Hassan Zada dies, I don't want, like, doesn't make sense for you to wail for me and scream for me, and we're going to a better place. And he gives some very nice examples. You know, he was like a flower. That's how delicate he was. Those of you who had seen him maybe in person, I don't know if Sheikh, you had ever met him in person, but that's how he was, like a flower, really. Very, very delicate. That's what happens with the soul. If you work on it enough, it becomes that delicate. Anyway, so the Prophet is a role model for these types of people. And so if he's going to be our role model, then what we need to do is learn more about him naturally, correct? And so you feel sorry for the Holy Prophet that Imam Hussein gets more people than the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. The same way the Quran gets less people. إِنَّ قَوْمَ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا, the Quran says. That on the Quran, on the Day of Judgment, we have maybe hadith for this as well, that it will complain to Allah that, yes, I was set aside. They would bring me out during their shadis, you know, for my blessing. But that's almost about it, God forbid. The Holy Prophet also, I would say, sometimes falls under that category where we haven't learned enough about him. You want to learn about him? There are books on him. Sunanun Nabi talks about the different habits of the Holy Prophet, the way he would live his life, the way he was with his wife, the way he was with his family, with his companions. The companions even explain how he looked when he was speaking, how his audience was around him. He was so captivating, so charismatic, that it is as if when people are listening to him, it's as if a bird is sitting on their head. If a bird sits on your head, what are you going to do? Are you going to start jumping up and down so it can claw you in the face more and scratch your head more? You're going to be very careful. Yes, you're going to be on your tippy toes. They say that when the Prophet would speak, that's how captivating he was, that we were all just sitting there, just taking in as much as we could. So there's books are out there. They've been translated to English as well. Sunanun Nabi by Allama Tabatabai, others as well. Beautiful things that you find in there about the Holy Prophet. Oh, I thought he was all about being spiritual. I didn't know he takes care of his hygiene as well. And so on and so forth. Yeah. So if he's the role model, my kids have to hear enough about him. Who cares about Tom Brady, you know? Or others. Yeah. I mean, they're pretty good at what they do, but like, they're not my role model. They're good at sports, but they're not my role model. But you know, you look around, you talk to some of my, you know, your friends, younger ones, and you find that some of them are so entrenched in, for example, fantasy football, fantasy basketball. They know the stats, every single stat. Now, some of my friends in Toronto, they were even into fantasy baseball. I can't even stand watching the sport itself, let alone like try to see what's going on in the fantasy league. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. The guy knows every stat of baseball of this guy. Who cares about this guy? I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, how can I make sure that these guys get to know the Prophet like this? Speak about his companions. Who was Mus'ab bin Umair? Yeah? Who was Miqdad? Who was Salman? Who are these people? But anyway, I guess we still have a lot of work to do, inshallah. So if he's the role model and we need to know as much of him or about him as we can go to different sources to learn about him. So there's no doubt that one place at least that we can go to learn about the Holy Prophet is to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Then we also want to talk about his training and upbringing, the Holy Prophet, according to Ali in Nahj al-Balagha, number two. And finally, how he is the good role model that we should be after, inshallah. So all of this from Nahj al-Balagha, and then a few hadiths if I have time in the end. If not, we'll wrap it up. All right, let's go. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Prophet's training and upbringing according to Ali in Nahj al-Balagha. Let's see what the Imam says in this regard. Right from the beginning, it says, لَقَدْ قَرَنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ مِنْ لَدُنْ أَنْ كَانَ فَطِيمًا أَعْظَمَ مَلَكٍ مِنْ مَلَائِكَتِهِ. From the time of his weaning, he's still a suckling child. Imam Ali says that Allah designated to the Holy Prophet one of his greatest angels. أَعْظَمْ مَلَكٍ مِنْ مَلَائِكَتِهِ. أَعْظَمْ مَلَكٍ doesn't mean one of his greatest. It means the greatest. The greatest of his angels, because this is going to be the highest of his creation, brothers and sisters. It's no joke. يَسْلُكُ بِهِ طَرِيقَ الْمَكَارِمِ. Allah put a mighty angel with him to take him along the path of high character and good behavior, mahasin al-akhlaq, through the day and the night. Okay, so for the Holy Prophet to become Prophet, there's something like this has to be happening. So who is this great angel? Is it Jibra'il, Mikael? Who is it? There's a hadith in Usul al-Kafi. The person asks Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he asks him about the verse that says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. There is a verse in the Quran that it says that we gave you رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. We sent down to you رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. What does this mean? What's it talking about? The Imam, he says, قَالَ خَلْقٌ مِنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. This being, this, now here I refer to as ruh, that was sent to the Holy Prophet, it is, he says, خَلْقٌ مِنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ, one of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعْظَمْ مِنْ جَبْرَئِيلِ, greater than Jibra'il alayhi salam. And Mikael, كَانَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. This angel, I'm guessing he was an angel then, is always with Rasulullah, يُخْبِرُهُ, يُسَدِّدُهُ. Yes, gives him instruction, puts him, make sure that he gets it right, يُسَدِّدُهُ, and so on. وَهُوَ مَعَ الْأَئِمَّةِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. And this same creature of Allah is with the imams after. And this also falls in line with the mainstream belief of how our imams are and how they're an extension of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All right, so the imam here, he says, this is how he was raised, the Holy Prophet, with an angel next to him all the time. As a matter of fact, the upbringing of the Holy Prophet, I'm going to say, is so great that we also have in other literature that Allah himself trained the Prophet. Now someone might say, well, which one is it? Is it Allah? Is it an angel? Which one is it? Well, there is no discrepancy here. There's a hierarchy. Allah's at the top. He does things through the angels. The Quran says, on one hand, it says, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha. Allah takes the lives of people when they die. But then another verse says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. The angel of death takes your life. Well, which one is it? Make up your mind. No, no, no. There's a hierarchy of tawheed here. Allah's at the top. And through the angel of death, sometimes he does things, and sometimes through other angels. تَوَفَّتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا. Another verse says, our agents take their lives. Well, which one is it? Which one is it? It's all of them. There is no discrepancy here because there's a hierarchy. All right, Here also, on one hand, in Nahj al-Balagha, it says that this greatest angel of Allah is the one who is caring for the Prophet, taking care of the Prophet, is responsible for the upbringing of the Prophet. But then we also have another hadith here by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It says, "Inna Allah addaba Muhammadan fa ahsana ta'dibahu." Allah is the one who taught him adab, raised him. It's no joke when it says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Your akhlaq is azim. Who else is azim out there? Allah is azim. So if someone's going to have khuluqun azim, then an azim has to take care of that and instill that in them. Who greater than Allah himself? All right, so these were the origins of the Holy Prophet Salam. These were the upbringing and training. And of course, I'm keeping it simple. There is much more, of course.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.